Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're at McGurk's and Horsham. It's the Byrdstown Hall. Joining us right now is our information man, our rumor man, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and, of course, NBC Sports Radio's PFT Live show. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So DeSean Jackson back to Philly. There's been some rumors. There's been some talk. DeSean seems like he wants to do it. Is your information, is your gut telling you that he's coming back here?
Well, you know, the Eagles, I believe it was the Eagles, wanted to trade for him badly during the season, and to the point where there were leaks that people think were instigated by the Eagles to get the word out there that DeSean Jackson had asked to be traded. So I think that that's a very real possibility if and when he works his way free from Tampa. It was confusing today to see him basically say goodbye to Tampa, but have the Buccaneers not say anything about it. Then again, this may just be one of the pages from the Antonio Brown playbook, right? Didn't he say goodbye to Pittsburgh 4 weeks before they traded him? So maybe it's already started where this Antonio Brown approach is going to spread to other players who start just saying, hey, I'm going to use social media as a weapon and I'm going to get what I want.
Yep, Le'Veon Bell would seem to be a match on paper for the Eagles, Mike, but the Eagles signing Malik Jackson today. Jason Peters is coming back, albeit on a contract that's making less money, and now the possibility of signing DeSean Jackson. Are we talking about Le'Veon Bell even being considered by the Eagles right now?
Well, I think it all depends upon what Le'Veon Bell is looking for, and I think the Jets are the team to watch. I think they've always been the team to watch for football reasons and for business reasons. You know, they're trying to compete in that market with the Giants. The Giants have Saquon Barkley. They have OBJ. Who are the stars on the Jets? Who are the guys that you want to buy their jerseys of? Who are the guys you want to show up and watch? And I think the Jets have always felt like the second-class citizens in New York behind the Giants, and making a move for a guy like Le'Veon Bell would help them. There was a report from the New York Daily News earlier today that the Jets are divided on whether to pursue Le'Veon Bell because of concerns it's going to cost too much, and do they really need a star running back in their offense. I mean, when you think of what this guy can do, I think you get him if you can. You're going to have to assume the risk of injury if you give him a lot of guaranteed money, but the guy has shown he's special, and I think the Jets are the team to watch. But, you know, the Eagles have a knack for keeping their pursuit of key players very, very quiet. Remember the Nnamdi Asamoah just out of the blue, and they were lurking with Antonio Brown. Their name came up kind of late in the process that they had done some due diligence. So the Eagles aren't afraid to make a splash, and when you look at the value of having that running game, and, you know, last year Carson Wentz struggled as a passer because they didn't have the running game. And if you could go with one guy and he becomes the guy and he is Le'Veon Bell, think about what that would do for that offense, assuming that he's healthy and that he can stay healthy. So it would make sense if the Eagles want to do it. The question is, do they want to do it?
Yeah, Nick Foles signing with the Jags, just a will sign with the Jags. News coming down in the last hour or so, Mike. It's a four-year, $88 million, $102 million it can be worth, but over $50 million in guaranteed money. That, according to Shefty.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Mike, I guess I'm a little surprised because, I mean, normally you need a couple teams to drive the price up, and I know the going rate of a quarterback, but I didn't think Nick had as much leverage, I guess, as he ultimately had.
Well, he got $22 million a year on a four-year deal with really no other team that wanted him. And last year, Kirk Cousins got $84 million on a three-year deal with only two teams pulling back and forth for him. And really, if you have two, that should be enough to get you your maximum number. And I think if there were other teams in it for Foles, he would have gotten north of $25 million. I thought that was the key number, trying to get north of $25 million. And when the Eagles chose not to apply the franchise tag to Nick Foles, that told me the market is south of $25 million, because if the Eagles think they could trade him, that means they'd be trading him to a team that would be starting at $25 million that first year, and no team was going to do that. So it goes south of $25 million, and I think it's a good deal for the Jaguars, only $3 million more than they're paying Blake Bortles, and there are far less accomplished quarterbacks out there making much more than Nick Foles, from Derek Carr to Matthew Stafford to Jimmy Garoppolo to Kirk Cousins. There's a cluster of guys between $25 and $30 million a year that haven't won a playoff game. And Nick Foles has taken a team to the top of the mountain. And last year, when he got pressed into service again, he came on and he got it done. And it's not always pretty, but it's effective. And, you know, most of his years have been effective. There's that one lost season with the Rams. But what quarterback out there under Jeff Fisher didn't have a lost season with the Rams? And I think Foles gets his chance. And I think it's good for him that so many people are doubting him, because I think that fuels him.
Yeah, and we're talking to Mike Florio. Mike, if we could pause for a second, because we do have some breaking news, and we have Elliot Shore Parks over at the IKEA Free Agency Desk. What do we have, Elliot?
So per multiple reports, DeSean Jackson's deal is done. He's been traded to the Eagles.
There you go, Mike.
Wow. Well, he got what he wanted.
What are we Mike, what are we talking about with DeSean? Ballpark of $10 million a year, maybe a $20 million guarantee?
Well, here's the thing. They're going to inherit the last year of his contract. So what do they do with that going forward? And as we saw with Antonio Brown, how much you give up to get the guy influences how much money you're going to pay him. And the more you pay him, the less you give up in trade. The less you give up, the more you give up in trade, the less you want to pay him. So those are details that we're going to have to see as this all unfolds. But I guess I'm not stunned that it happened. But if you're the player who's being shopped, it's always better to be cut than be traded, because as a free agent, you know, if they're going to trade for your contract, if they're going to give up draft picks or whatever to get your contract, you could get better than your contract if you were a free agent. I think he probably was hoping he'd get cut so he could just walk in and get more money than what the Eagles are going to give him.
How much better does he make the Eagles year one, Mike? Because the one glaring need last year was the ability to stretch the field. And listen, DeSean, for everything that comes with him and the injuries and he's undersized, he still has the elite speed, and we know what he can do with that.
It is so critical to have a guy who can draw safeties deep, who can open up everything underneath, and have a real threat, not somebody who just, you know, can run down the field and may or may not catch the ball, but a guy who can get open deep, who can catch the ball, and who forces defenses to be on their toes. And you know, the more of the field that you force the defense to defend, the more easier it is to run your offense. And with a healthy Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson still running, now all they got to do is have some guys who make things happen underneath to complement Zach Ertz. And the Eagles are going to be a team that I say rebound nicely. I mean, they got to the final eight, so it's not like they fell off that much. And I don't think it's going to take that much to get them back into contention for a championship.
Mike, anything else you're expecting from the Eagles in the early part of this this period? Or is this one of these years where Howie kind of just is lurking around and laying in the weeds and seeing what the market is and then grabbing some guys that are undervalued or maybe striking at somebody late?
It's always smart to wait if you can resist it. Now, if you have a guy out there that you just get infatuated with and you think he's going to make a huge difference and it's worth spending the money, so be it. But look at the Colts. They got $101 million in cap space. Have they been linked to anyone today? I haven't seen their name in connection with any of these early phase free agents, because Chris Ballard, the GM of that team, knows there is value out there if you are patient. Last year, they stole Eric Ebron. He had a huge year for them, and they waited, and they got him because they waited. You get through these first three or four days. If you have the fiscal discipline to get through these first few days, you can go out and find some great bargains in free agency. We see it time and again. And the other thing that we don't see teams that go out and win free agency turn around and win the Super Bowl. That does not happen very often. And the teams that are overpaying, especially like quarterbacks, they have a hard time being competitive because you got so much money tied up in that position. It's going to be difficult to have enough available to have the starters and the depth, more importantly, the depth that you need when your injuries inevitably occur.
Any chance that we talked about Frank Gore signing with Buffalo? What does that mean for LeSean McCoy? We're trying to get everybody back here in Philly.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's inevitable to get the band back together again,
yes,
right?
Sir.
I don't know that Frank Gore still has enough gas in the tank to be the main guy, but isn't it amazing how this guy just keeps going and going? And you look at his numbers, and he doesn't have a realistic shot at catching Emmitt Smith, but it is unbelievable. When you consider the injury issues he had earlier in his career, that he still is going, and he's still good for a nice chunk of yardage every single year.
All right, there he is, Mike Florio. Check him out, ProFootballTalk.com, and, of course, his radio show, PFT Live, on NBC Sports Radio, and you can check it out on NBC Sports Channel. Mike, thank you, man. Always appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there he is.
Let me, I just saw something that the Eagles are not, reports are not going to pick up the option year on Steph Wisniewski this year.
All right, Elliot's going to join us this hour. He's a 5 o'clock guest. Elliot, give us the latest on Wisniewski.
Okay, so another move the Eagles have made, which is also noteworthy, they're not picking up the option on Stephen Wisniewski, the offensive guard. And the reason that's noteworthy is Brandon Brooks is, you know, dealing with that Achilles injury he suffered. And Wisniewski was really important for them, but that opens up $3 million in cap space by not bringing him back. And this is per Mike Garofolo. So he's not going to be back in 2019. So a big loss on the offensive line, in my opinion.
Any more details coming out on the Deshaun thing? Did he sign a new contract? Is he just taking the existing contract? I would find that hard to believe that he's going to have one more year.
No details out yet. My guess is, and Howard has alluded to it, there will be a new deal. He has a $10 million cap hit if he doesn't, which is a significant portion of the Eagles' cap space. My guess is that number is going to drop dramatically. But look, the Eagles' biggest need, in my opinion, was a speed wide receiver. They got the best in the NFL today in this trade.
Yes, they did. McGurks, what do we think? Deshaun Jackson back in Philadelphia. We like it. 888-729-9494. Well, the fans like it out there, Ike. Yep. I like it.
We like it.
You like it. Howard, you happy over there?
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
You know, I heard it earlier. I just said he can't be getting $10 million a year, but I like they're going to work something out, I'm sure.
He's going to get something close to that, right?
$8 million? I don't know that that's close.
Well, it's in the neighborhood. But seriously, we're talking about a $2 million
difference. That's $2 million. What is that? Just the pennies?
Well, I mean, with Bryce Harper, we wanted him to get an extra $100 million.
Yeah, well, you guys were out of control.
No, Ike was out of control, not me.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some phone calls here. After I tell you about getting 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest-free, call Guida Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or is it go, GUIDA.com. Deshaun Jackson, back with an Eagle, as an Eagle, 888-729-9494. Like it, love it, hate it. Mike in Allentown, what do you say, Mike?
Yeah, you ever see that Randy Moss rapper? He said, get your 84 jerseys out. Get your number 10 jerseys out. I'm back home.
So that means you like it.
It's a lot of those. Is anybody wearing number 10 right now?
I love it. Listen, I got a Randall Cunningham jersey, and I got a Deshaun Jackson jersey. Those are my boys right there. I love it. My man's a playmaker. He's going to wide out the field. It's going to be great.
I'm bringing everybody back.
Yeah, Shady, as Mike Florio just said.
I'm already tweeting out, yeah, who's next?
Shady's next.
I'm bringing everybody now. I'm bringing everybody back.
What's Runyon doing these days? Could he come back and
Runyon?
Help out?
Let me get on the field before Runyon.
We already tried that. You won't do it.
That's true. I'll put the uniform on. I won't go hit anybody.
You could run down there, right? You could run down.
If nobody touches me.
Howard, the biggest thing with this offseason, and it was a lot like after Carson Wentz's rookie season, if you remember late in the year, he's throwing the Bryce Treggs. He's handing the ball off to Ryan Matthews. It was like, listen, the most important thing for Carson at that point was development. Now, you wouldn't have thought in his second year he would lead the team to put them in position to win a Super Bowl. But the biggest thing for this offseason for me is getting back to that level. And getting back to that level is giving him weapons. And Deshaun Jackson does that. He helps him enormously.
You needed a wide receiver. You're going to need a running back. Let's not forget about the defense, because until the second half of the season, they weren't very good. Got to figure out the corner situation, which if Maddox plays the way he did in his rookie year when he was on the field and he was healthy, I don't know if he'd be the nickel corner and the nickel defensive back or the corner, but he could help. Is Darby coming back or not coming back? I don't know. He says he's going to be ready.
And that was weird. I didn't expect that.
No, it's just...
come back on a one-year deal.
But it could.
Darby.
He could. But the thing is, they do have to get some more players on offense. They got to make sure their offensive line... And I kind of disagree with you on Steph Wisniewski. When they put him in, they took him out. You know, you put... He didn't stay in there when... when he was in there
on that left side,
I get a feeling he didn't have a lot of friends, or there were some people in the organization that maybe he rubbed the wrong way based on some comments.
I'm not so sure that he's a quiet guy, but he can be a fun guy. I've seen him in both, but I've seen him more quiet.
Leaves you thin at the guard position unless there's a younger guy that is on the roster that you feel like, especially with Brooks going down.
I don't think they played him as much because he wasn't doing as good a job. I think it's no more complicated than that, but they definitely need a running back to help Carson Wentz, definitely.
All right. Deshaun, the last 2 years, he was in 14 games in 2017, had 50 receptions, 668 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Last year, played 12 games, 41 receptions, 774, led the league with 18.9 yards of reception and had 4 touchdowns. So he's not a high-volume guy. He's really never been, Ike. But he hasn't gotten a lot of touchdowns, but you see what he does. And we saw what he did when he was a Redskin and when he was a Buck. He stretches the field, and he's still a dynamic playmaker, even at 32. This is I'm so excited for Deshaun.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know that people have some reservations. Elliot, your thoughts? I think it's a
– Elliot.
For us, yeah. I said earlier, E, right, we spent the last 5 years trying to replace Deshaun Jackson's speed in the offense.
I mean, it's a credit to Deshaun that this is even an option. When you think about his top quality being speed, and he's now, what, almost 32, 33?
Yeah. Same thing.
So there's obviously a lot of positives to this. He's the perfect complement to Alshon in a lot of ways. He stretches he opens things up for Ertz over the middle of the field. The obvious negative, which has always followed Deshaun, is what he is in the locker room, right? And I will say this. Howie, the head of security for the Eagles, they're very aware of who Deshaun is.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a deal they're making blind. Mm-hmm. So they must feel very comfortable about bringing him back in. So if you take that away, there's nothing not to like about this deal. He's an amazing deep threat. It's exactly what they needed. And the other thing is this. When you looked at the free agents in the draft, yes, the defensive line is strong, and there's positions they can draft for the future. This is a huge year for Carson Wentz. You need to bring in players that can help you right now that are absolute sure things. And when it comes to that, honestly, short of maybe Tyreek Hill, Deshaun
right?
is that guy. He is that guy.
Yeah, the John Browns that are probably going to cost you more money. I'm not sure what John Brown is. He's had potential.
Yeah.
I know what Deshaun Jackson is, for sure. D. Gunn saying it's a 2019 sixth and a 2027 for Deshaun. Okay. So he actually gave up.
Sixth and a seventh round pick.
Yeah, which, by the way, what do we care about?
Yeah, what are you going to do, spend it on a receiver?
Well, but it does show that they wanted him. They weren't They weren't willing to risk him hitting free agency and someone else blowing them away.
Yeah.
So I do think that it's not a ton to give up, but it does say something.
Yeah,
This is a huge move for this offense. And we got plenty of time to dive into it deeper. There's still facets of the offense that's still coming together, like the running game. But you talk about having Deshaun Jackson there in the offense, Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert. Man, if I'm a defensive coordinator, where am I trying to stop the offense?
And
I haven't even said a running back. Like, we even added in a running back yet.
And that was the Eagles' biggest problem last year, in my opinion. They didn't have guys that scared the opposing defense coordinator. Alshon's a very good player. Ertz is a very good player. There's nobody that kept defensive coordinators up at night. Deshaun is still that guy. And the other thing that's important is when Deshaun was here the first time, he was the number one receiver. He was asked to do a lot more than he's going to be asked to do now. He was asked to go over the middle. He was the guy that had to, in some ways, carry the offense, right?
Yeah.
Now, he can do stuff for you other than a deep route, but that's really what they need him to do. You can just send him deep, open things up, and so I think he fits a lot better now than he did prior.
Yeah, I agree.
You need with this big arm that Carson has, right, and we know he can be off target at times with his deep balls. Deshaun has made a lot of quarterbacks look good throwing the ball deep.
Yeah.
It's hard to overthrow Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Carson, how about this? Throw it as far as you can.
And he'll go get it.
And he'll run underneath
it. He'll go get it.
Underrated hands. Really has great ball skills.
Like a center fielder.
Yeah, he really is.
You know?
And, I mean, look, the special teams is probably not why they made this deal. That being said, the Eagles have not had very good special teams the last few years. Deshaun was not the full-time punt returner for Tampa, but when he did it, he was still good at it, and he's still a weapon. So that's another thing he brings in this trade.
Could be a part-time guy.
He actually had only returned five punts for 25 yards.
I thought
He got called back.
Oh, it got called back. Okay.
On the Monday night game against the Steelers, And they put him in there in an emergency situation, and he returned it. For a touchdown.
He's still somebody, and every time that punter gets the ball, he'll be thinking of him a little bit.
But remember, what didn't get called back? In the game against the Bucks this year, early, where he went to the half, was it the first play of the game?
First play of the game.
And that's what you worry about with Deshaun. Even if he doesn't do it 10 times a year, he's got the potential to do it on any play. And that's what Carson needs. It's really what this offense needs.
And the great thing about D-Jack, Elliot just touched on it, he's not the number one receiver, and he knows that.
Right.
So he knows he's not going to get a ton of opportunities to catch the ball.
We don't know if he knows that. We know he's not going to be that. He has not said
right,
he knows
yeah.
that.
Well, that's true.
I'll tell you
that's
what. If we're all happy about it, you know the smile on Deshaun's face now coming back to Philadelphia?
But he knows he's a four-catch-a-game type of a guy.
He does. No, you're right.
Yeah, and look, when you talk about the off-the-field stuff, there's probably no better place for Deshaun to have come back to Philly in that regard, because he knows here, he already has that reputation, right? He's not going to Cincinnati.
He's not going,
So, I think if they get Deshaun on his best behavior, this is a steal for a six-round pick.
All right, let's get Jared in Reading. Jared, you like the move, yes or no? Deshaun's back.
Love the move. I think it was a great move. Like you guys were just talking about, it's going to open the field up. Carson's got somebody who can chuck it down the field, too. And you guys were just talking about why I was calling in. Obviously, he did some magical things being a punt returner. You know, now that he's coming back, you think they're going to stick him back there? And if they do, what's that going to do with Darren Sproles?
Part-time basis. Very part-time basis.
I was going to say, yeah, maybe in a part-time basis. You know what? The one thing, when Sproles was healthy, he ran the ball at times, Howard, pretty good at times when he finally was healthy. But here's the thing, he didn't do well last year. He didn't return punts well.
Nope.
I just didn't see the elusiveness.
Yeah.
He can still run in a straight line, but as far as making guys miss and everything?
Well, he wasn't what he was before, but he still, when you saw him run the ball, he still, and remember, he didn't play that much.
Right.
So, and when he came back, he's coming back from an injury. He was out for a long time. I still like him. I know people have reservations.
I think, like him too, Howard.
I think the Eagles, matter of fact, I'm almost positive the Eagles would like to have him come back. In talking to Sproles, he doesn't like camp. His wife doesn't want him to come back and play. Because I think she flew in for every game, but they live out on the West Coast.
They're in San Diego, yeah.
So that's part of it. But I just sense he still wants to play. Because once he stops, he stops. But
he doesn't seem ready to stop playing.
No, he doesn't quite. But and he does give them something more than what they have right now. Now, he's not a feature back, but he can catch the ball, which is good. And he still, you can, until you find a real punt returner, I'd still rather have him back there. One thing I know he does is catch the ball.
He does. Yeah. Birdstown Hall live at McGurk's in Horsham. We're getting the happy hour crowd here, Ikey.
Is that what this is?
Well, yeah, about an hour in the
happy hour. Start getting wild up in here.
Get the Ike juice ready for the break, everybody.
Get on top of the tables.
Reaction to Deshaun Jackson. He's an Eagle again. Hold on. What number are we wearing? Is there a 10?
Matt Collins might have to give that number
up.
Matt Collins is number 10.
Yeah, we can almost assure that's coming off his
back. Why can't 11 give up his number for Deshaun?
It's a good point.
That's not a good way to come in.
Yeah, I would demand that.
I think Matt Collins would probably like to move on from 10 anyway.
You can't take 9 because that's Knicks. They can't they can't give that away anymore, right?
No.
No one will wear that.
That's going to be retired. Yeah.
No, it'll be like a Randall retirement where they just never give it out, right?
I don't know about that.
Some damn punter have it on this year.
They better not, Ike. Listen, if they want to give it to a good player, they'll be throwing some guy out there that's on the 90 man with number 9. All right, we'll come back.
You know who will have it? Trace McSorley.
Please, no. Please,
Trace
no.
Trace McSorley is not an NFL player, Ike. Let's not get into that.
Well, listen, maybe.
I'm just trying to get love to the Penn State people, man. They love him.
We'll come back, get your reaction on the phone lines to Deshaun Jackson being an Eagle. You like it or you don't like it? 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. We'll also get the latest with Elliot of what's going on in Philadelphia with the Eagles and also around the NFL. That is next. Marks and Reese, it's the Birdstown Hall, live from McGurk's in Horsham. It's the Birdstown Hall. Another great turnout here at McGurk's in Horsham. I love coming up this way. So we appreciate all the good people coming out, enjoying their food, their Ike juice. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's get a couple reaction phone calls here. Deshaun Jackson, I'm trying to find all the angry people earlier that didn't want him.
Right.
It was like that with Bryce Harper. I don't want him. Woo, we got him, right?
That's usually how it works.
By the way, Bryce was in the lineup today.
He was in the lineup today, 0-for-1.
Got a walk
and struck out looking.
Velasquez got lit up.
I think he got squeezed a little bit on that third strike, but that's just me.
Okay. All right.
It was inside.
All right, Howard, would you like to say anything on behalf of the Phillies organization?
You see the way they're playing at the shift?
Four outfielders.
And then the shift in the infield, too. Better learn how to hit the left field.
Yeah, when are we going to outlaw that, the shift?
No, you don't outlaw
Soon.
It.
Yes, you do. Yes, if you want runs in Major League Baseball, then outlaw the shift.
Well, then have him hit the left field. He can run all day long. Nobody out there.
We'll do this on the Phillies town hall that we have here. Let's go to TR in Winfield. TR, what's your reaction to Sean Jackson? What's up?
Man, I'm elated, man. Any good adjective there is, I'm so happy right now.
All right.
I know all these, once the coordinators heard about that, I know they all like, oh, man, I need some melatonin now. They ain't going to be able to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Our whole squad, we are deep now. But all right, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
What makes it, you say Deshaun wouldn't be the number one. If he's passing everybody, he performs everybody during the offseason, couldn't he be the number one feature quarterback? Is that how it worked or what? Was money or what?
No, I think some of it, when we classify a receiver the number one guy, sometimes it's salary. Sometimes it's dictated by the amount of balls you're going to catch, right? How many touchdowns you're going to get. You know, people will look at the Eagles' offense. Some people may think Zach Ertz is the number one receiver in this offense.
He is the best receiver.
He is, right. Yeah.
So,
well, he's the highest volume guy. So, so in this offense, you don't need a wide receiver to be that guy.
Deshaun's not going to – he's never been a guy, except for the 1 year with Chip, the 2013 year when J-Matt went down, when Macklin went down. I think that was the most catches Deshaun had in the year. He's usually around that 60 catch mark, 50-something catches, 60-some catch
depending
mark.
Depending on health.
Yeah, depending on how many games he gets in. Yeah,
and I think at this point of his career, 50 would be a nice number because you said it. You're looking at four a game.
Yeah.
So if he can get you four a game and he's playing 14 games, you're right around.
That's an average of what, 64?
Yeah.
Quick math.
Yeah.
And I think the more important part with Deshaun.
So maybe even less. Than,
yeah, it might be. Yeah. Right.
It's not going to be his catch total. It's how often they throw it to him down the field just to keep the defenses honest. They didn't have a guy like that last
year. Yards per catch, he led the
yards
league.
Per target maybe might be more important. But the other thing to think about, too, and there's obviously a lot with Deshaun, what does this mean for Nelson Aguilar? He has a $10 million cap hit. Deshaun's probably going to come in, we all agree, somewhere around 7 or 8. You know, Nelson might be the next shoe to drop here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, I'm not.
I agree with you, Elliot.
I don't know if I'm in a rush to get rid of Nelson.
I'm not in a rush.
Like, Nelson is a true.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. I'm just saying what this could mean for the team.
Sure.
I would keep Nelson.
And because keeping Nelson means there's more money allocated to that position.
And let's be honest, Nelson's a very good slot receiver. If you're bringing in Deshaun, it's because you're winning now.
Yeah.
Nelson makes his offense better. He just does.
I'm thinking D-Jack. On the outside with Alshon, Nelson in the slot, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert. And I'm telling you, I would keep Jordan Matthews.
Me too.
Man. I don't disagree
with
that.
I
wouldn't go that far. I like
well, it's your fourth
on
receiver.
A veteran minimum.
See, here's the thing. Here's where I
– Unless you can get somebody else.
Ellie, I totally disagree with you. Nelson Aguilar, to me, I mean, a really good slot receiver. I didn't see that last year. I saw an underachieving player last year.
Major misconception with Nelson last year. He had, I think, two less catches. His yards were comparable. He did not have as many touchdowns. There's no denying that. They used him differently, but it's not like he struggled with drops. It's not like he struggled to get open. He was used differently and had similar numbers. I think if you put him back into the role he had in 2017, when they had Torrey Smith on the outside, you'd see the same kind of production.
Kind of a, he does a little bit of everything.
Or just the slot.
Yeah, but I mean, listen.
And he's still the more versatile receiver. Even with bringing Deshaun here, like you look at the rest of our receivers, you can't run those little things they like to run that Nelson has a little bit of running back in him. Like Deshaun used to be able to do that stuff when he was a young kid, but at 32, you're not running reverses or you're not running that play where you hand the ball off to Nelson.
But as it stands right now, Elliot, break it down for us. He's on the books for $9 million. That's the option they exercise. So they could cut him, and they owe him nothing, or they could try to extend him and lower that cap. I can't see him being back here for $9 million this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, Howie very rarely lets guys go into the final year of their deal that he does not value. I agree, $9 million for Nelson. I honestly don't think it's as much of an overpay as everyone else does, but when you're paying Deshaun and Alshon and Ertz good money, it's hard to allocate $9 million to that spot. So I would think maybe a restructure or a trade is likely with Nelson.
All right, let's take a phone call. Brian in Middletown. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I'm loving the conversation. Welcome back home, Deshaun Jackson.
Yes.
Now, this is a tremendous move, and I agree with the comments. You can't get rid of Nelson Aguilar. I think if you get rid of Aguilar, you bring Deshaun, you're still kind of – I want to strengthen this position. I think you do that by keeping all these guys. I agree with you. I keep every single guy he talked about. I mean, Howie Roseman is trying to win the Super Bowl next year. Clearly. And the benefit of having Carson Wentz on the rookie deal is that you can bring other pieces in. The wide receiver, the running back, the D-tackle. Because you look at the NFC landscape, you can't tell me there's a team that you say is head and shoulders above the Eagles. Not with a healthy Carson Wentz. The Rams showed you. I'm not impressed with their quarterback. That's the head coach making all those signal changes. And you look at the Saints, Reeves is only 40 years old. So this is Carson Wentz and the Eagles. We're trying to get to the Super Bowl next year. Way to go, Howie Roseman.
All right, there he is, Brian. You see, I don't feel like $9 million is a good value for Nelson Agholor. I'd rather go out on the market, and I'm trying to pull up the available free agents. I feel like you can find guys that are, I mean, maybe they're not going to be as dynamic as Nelson Agholor, because you're right, he can make big plays. We didn't see it last year. He's got good speed. But I would be more interested in a possession-type guy that can actually make tough catches over the middle, that's more of a natural slot receiver.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Agholor can do that a little bit. I know it was mentioned earlier by somebody, I think it was probably Merrill, Mike Quick thinks he's the most talented receiver on the team. So, look, can you get a guy for maybe less than $9 million that gives you what Nelson does? Maybe, but Nelson's been here for a lot of years. He knows the quarterback. He knows the offense. I would trade Nelson if a good deal come, but I'm not just giving him away to clear the cap.
Here's why I wouldn't move on from him. You just mentioned D-Jack missed 13 games the last three, 4 years.
4 years, yep.
So you may need Nelson, a guy who knows the offense, a veteran, just been in this offense. Listen, if they can rework his deal and get him here under a number that's cap-friendly, I'm not ready to move on from Nelson Agholor. I want to add as many weapons as possible. I don't want to subtract weapons. And to me, Nelson with Alshon and DeSean Jackson, that's a nice trio of wide receivers there.
Would you rather have Golden Tate or Nelson Agholor? Can't have both because they play the same position. That was kind of screwed up things last year.
Tate.
I would rather have Agholor. He's younger.
He is younger.
He's proven he can play in this offense. Tate is not. And you already have him under contract for 1 year. Tate, you're going to have to re-sign.
That's true.
Yep. You're still going to have to pay.
Talent-wise, Golden Tate's the better wide receiver.
Over his career, I mean, right now, I think it's comparable, in my opinion. I mean, look,
and he's younger. And Nelson is younger.
What did Tate show in an Eagles uniform? Not what he did in Detroit 3 years
ago. Not a lot. Hey,
man, we don't get to New Orleans without Golden Tate.
You want a possession. You want a possession receiver.
That's what he does. Ad lib.
You want a possession receiver, and you want yards after the catch. Golden Tate gives you that. Now, I'm not so sure that I would take Golden Tate out of Agholor, but it's an interesting thought.
It is, and your buddy Cole Beasley's a free agent. Would you want him to come to town as a slot receiver?
I'd love to have that little worm here, right? worm.
Mark's and Reese Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, make it remarkable, Mark's Jewelers. That's in Route 309 right in Montgomeryville, PA, online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. I guess we can close the poll. Would you bring DeSean Jackson back if the Eagles cost... to the Eagles if he cost $10 million a year? 70% of 7,500 votes said no. 70% didn't want him. He's back.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll read the Ben in tweets and texts will read the best responses from that.
I'm working on Shady.
Shady's next. Ike's working back channels. Marks and Reese, we are back live from McGurk's and Horse in the Birdstown Hall. Also coming up, Howard, you'll appreciate this. We will give a tribute to Levi. We have a little something, the great Levi from Overbrook Park. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese live from McGurk's. All right, we're back. It is the Marks and Reese Show live at McGurk's in Horsham. We've been here since 6 o'clock. Not us, but the station. Ike and I have been here since we were on at 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Howard, what time did you get? Were you here on this morning? Or
I was here at 4:15 this morning.
Wow.
Good.
It's awesome. Did you help set up everything?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I did.
I put Elliot's sign.
Yeah, you built the IKEA.
I've been here since 5:45, and I didn't see him. So.
I built the IKEA desk before you even got here.
Oh, believe me, we know he didn't get here at 4:30 in the morning. We know that.
He did not. Well, Elliot's wrapping up a 12-hour
Elliot's been here all day.
Breaking news there.
Yeah. Hey, wow. Yeah. What better place to spend a day, you know?
How about that? Don't tell me about
that. He got applause. We weren't even asking for it. We were just saying, but yes, thank you, Elliot.
They respect his work today.
Yeah, right.
He's had to deal with a lot of people out here today.
More importantly, somehow he's been in that jacket for 12 hours today, Howard.
I respect him for that.
I mean, look, if there's one thing I've learned from Howard, it's you got to look fly all the time, right?
I was going to say, that's shades. That's an asking move right there.
That's all right. He's behind a desk. That's a good look behind a desk.
Well, there you go.
Especially that IKEA desk.
Yes. Exactly right. Nice looking desk. All right. Before we, we'll wrap up on the phone calls here in 1 second, but let's play the Levi tribute. You know our friend Levi from Overbrook. He passed away. Was it after the season?
It was after the season because he saw the Super Bowl.
But when was it? It was before the 2000.
Oh, it was before the 19 season. Yes.
Well, he was obviously a huge Eagles fan.
I want to say over the summer. Yeah, it was over the summer.
It sounds about right.
Yeah.
So you know Levi, we're going to play a tribute to him coming up in 1 second. And normally we do tweets and texts brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Watch and wager on college and pro basketball, hockey, baseball, and soccer at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. So, Ben, why don't you go ahead and kick it? I don't know what this is, but this is a Levi Town Hall tribute.
I was invited by Howard Eskin to come to the town hall. I'm not a bad guy. I'm a good guy. I ain't no ego like Mike. Why don't you just step back a minute? I'm a old man that hits hard. He takes shots at me. All your Twitter trolls. John, I don't beat you up ever. Unless it's on Twitter. I got people out there. And the same people that will come after you, John, if you keep it up. I'm going to be the kinder and gentler Levi today. If all the Eagles win the Super Bowl, all hell to Howard. Okay? We're going to be right in the Super Bowl
E-A-G-L-E-N-E-O. There he is.
Like it.
Yes, he threatened me a couple times on there.
Yeah, I like that too.
I feel.
I'm going to threaten you.
Yes.
I like the part when I got him to sing Christmas carols. That was a wonderful, it was a wonderful moment.
You got him to sing it.
He takes credit for everything.
Well, wait a minute. I had him compete against Arthur. That's where that started.
Yeah,
I had to compete against Arthur for
that's where that Christmas. Started. I had Arthur 10 years ago singing Christmas carols on the same record.
Well, yeah, but
that
not
I gave
he
Levi.
And, not he and Levi.
No, not competing. You stole the idea from me.
They had to compete.
Unbelievable.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing, jingle bell ring.
Yes.
Snowing and blowing, a bustle of fun.
Great thing is,
now the jingle
every year at Christmas,
begun.
Levi will live forever.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play this every year.
And the block party songs for Memorial Day, Ike.
Yes.
All right, let's finish up. Let's finish up on the phone lines. Andrew in Allentown. Make it quick, Andrew. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Just a little disappointed with the signing. I think there are a few more things that we need to be focused on rather than a deep threat like a backup quarterback in case the inevitable happens where Carson Wentz goes down or even a running back. We don't even have a priority running back right now.
Running back for sure, Andrew. Backup quarterback. Elliot, we'll go over to you. Mm-hmm. Is Nate Sudfeld the backup quarterback of this team this year?
So Doug was asked about that at the combine. He didn't really commit to him. He said that he's going to give him a chance to compete. They really like Nate. They've done a lot to keep him on the roster. They keep three quarterbacks. I personally think he has a lot of potential. But what he doesn't give you is experience, and that's what Foles did. So it wouldn't surprise me if they brought a veteran in and let him compete with Sudfeld for that backup spot.
Like, who's the veteran? What veteran could you bring?
There's not a lot of good ones. Maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic!
Oh, no, please, no.
He's going to cost too much.
Yeah, get back with Deshaun, right? I mean, now that Deshaun's here. I wouldn't bring in Fitzpatrick. Look, the whole reason you got rid of Foles is to get rid of the pressure of a backup and the money. But I would make Sudfeld the backup and keep a veteran here to know the offense just in case.
Yeah, you're right. I can't have Fitzmagic here. It just dawned on me.
Well, he was mad when he was benched.
Well, he and DJ got a bromance going, and I don't need that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't need
He'll
that.
He'll be lobbying for – yeah, with you're right.
Yeah, I don't need that.
You're right. But, I mean, the guys out there –
I don't – he had the bromance going with him down there in Tampa. You know, he wanted him over Jameis.
He had his best games with Fitzmagic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the last thing I need here.
I don't know who's available that you can bring in unless you're willing to spend the $3-5 million.
What's Chase Daniel doing?
Not coming to Philadelphia, I hope, is what he's doing. Teddy Bridgewater seems more like a kind of backup for a team. I'm like you.
That's all
big,
he is.
I'm not a big Bridgewater fan.
But that's what he is, the backup.
Tyrod Taylor's probably going to get more money.
Yeah, I was going to say, that wouldn't be a bad option, Tyrod Taylor.
I like Tyrod Taylor.
But it's probably going to cost you. Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess, listen, I don't know, Elliot, I don't know if anybody really knows if Nate Sudfeld wants having to be pressed into a game if Carson gets hurt, if he has to start three or four games, if he's good enough to win those games. There's some veterans out there that could at least on paper, what you know, give you a better chance.
I mean, I will say, before Nick took them on that playoff run, nobody was excited about Nick going in. So I think...
Oh, we remember.
Right. So
yeah, we definitely remember that.
One thing with Sudfeld I will say is Doug has shown he's pretty good at coaching quarterbacks and working his offense around them. Sudfeld, not to be dramatic or anything, I think he has a lot of the same skill sets that Foles and Wentz do in a way. Like, he's athletic, he's tall, he has a strong arm. I would be very interested to see what Doug could do with him, you know, with a full week of preparation and on a few weeks. Now, obviously, Carson hopes that doesn't happen, but I'd be interested to see what would happen.
All right, let's take some phone calls to wrap up here. Jeff in Phoenixville. Oh, Jeff's out. Lou in Sacramento. Lewis?
Love it. Love T-Jack. Welcome back. I think this is a Super Bowl contending team. I like Nate Sudfeld as the backup. Let's keep him there. He needs money for other free agents and things like that. I think we go offensive line, running back, defensive line in the draft. Let's go Birds. What do you guys think?
All right. Guys, what's the biggest need now? DeSean Jackson, I feel like that obviously solidifies the wide receiving core. What we know running back, what else are we looking for out there, Howard?
Well, for the Eagles, you need a running back.
Definitely.
And I don't know. I think there's going to be at least two added to this roster that will stick. One like a LeGarrette Blount type back, mm-hmm. and one out of the draft. And then you hope Corey Clement comes back.
Right. And is your third back.
And right. to be something close. I don't know that Smallwood's going to be on this team this year.
We've been trying to kill him for years, Howard.
Can't kill Smallwood, man. He keeps surviving.
So, every year. It is amazing.
Every
so
year.
We have breaking Instagram news, courtesy powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class, our Instagram correspondent, Ike Reese. What do you got, Ike?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. Instagram message from DeSean Jackson. His photo, old number 10. Has he talked to Mac Hollins yet?
My guess would be no.
What? Let me talk to Mac Hollins for him. Hey, Mac, just go ahead and turn that number 10 in, bro. Just go ahead and start looking for another number, man. Look for number 19. Mac, you can be 19. You can wear Golden Tate's number.
There you go. And that fits him.
You had to get that 10 up.
Mac Hollins hasn't done anything at number 10 to keep it. I don't think he's going to be fighting for it.
Yeah, but hold on. Before we did this, Elliot, like, we were talking to John and Joe, and they were saying, like, oh, well, your wide receivers are fine as it is. We don't need DeSean. Like, even if you don't want DeSean, you couldn't go into this season with their existing group of receivers.
I thought their top need on both sides of the ball was a deep threat. The reason this team struggled last year was the offense. Let's be real. The defense was not the problem. So you needed a guy to make big plays. You needed a guy to stretch the field. DeSean's the best in the league at that. Now, there could have been other ways to do it. John Brown, Tyrell Williams from the Chargers. But DeSean's the best option. So I think this was a massive need, and I think they filled it in a big way.
John and Gladwin. John, go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
Yeah, I agree with Ike on this wide receiver business, that they keep Nelson, and, you know, he's versatile. He could play the slot. If you need it, you put him outside. And then maybe keep Golden Tate or Matthews around. As far as the running back position, I'm definitely out on Bell throwing all that money around. When they can fill other positions, I'd go for Ingram or Howard from Chicago
to fill that.
And they got to beef up the offensive line.
What's a joke, Howard?
Let me on Bell here. They're not going to pay him that kind of money. It's just I don't want a player that quits on his team. I just don't want it. It's nothing that would help that locker room, and running backs don't get that kind of money anymore.
The good ones do.
Who?
Todd Gurley.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Le'Veon Bell.
David Johnson.
Okay. And how does he fit into the Eagles?
He would fit very nicely.
Well,
actually.
I think the moves they've made, I don't even know if they can afford him.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't afford him now.
And that's the point.
But can they afford a Mark Ingram? Can they afford it?
Right.
Listen, Tevin Coleman's not going to be signed for peanuts. He's going to make legitimate money.
Yeah.
So do they go the way of Latavius Murray? Elliot, what are some other names that may be available? T.J. Yeldon. I like Murray because he can be your first and second down back. Even though he's not explosive or dynamic, you know, kind of know what you're getting from him. Good short yardage back. I don't think LeGarrette's coming back again.
I mean, Tevin Coleman, a guy from the Falcons that could be good for them, I think might make some sense. T.J. Yeldon from the Jaguars is a very good pass catcher. Frank Gore signed. So, look, I mean, maybe you're looking
at... Who keeps signing Frank Gore, man?
I know. Buffalo this time. Him and LeSean. Although maybe LeSean's coming here now. Who knows? But, no, look, I think they'll use... They have three picks in the first two rounds. This could be the year you finally see Howie draft a running back.
He's been trying, just hasn't worked out.
Just hasn't worked out.
Yeah, they need to get him. Well, Ike?
They got one down in Alabama we waiting on.
Yeah, I'm not waiting on him.
You don't like Josh Jacobs?
First round? No.
Yeah.
It would take your first. You might have to trade up to get him, right?
No, I think he'll be there at 25.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't need him at 25.
This is why I can't do this with you.
Elijah Holyfield, he ran a 5.8. I'll take him in a later round. How about that? Between the tackles.
That's exactly what I was just getting ready to say.
I know.
You know that's not Evander Holyfield, right?
It's not. No, but he's got a head as big as Evander if
it's
Elijah has that. Yeah.
It's his son.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I follow Georgia running back.
He's too big.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He can go between the tackles.
He can't catch either. That's his problem.
He's actually built like Latavius Murray.
He is.
Yeah, that's what
he'll be an NFL player. I don't know how good. Not going to be able to run away from anybody. All right, everybody, thank you for coming out. Everybody here at McGurk's, all the staff here at McGurk's, you're the best. Everybody get out here to McGurk's, a great place. Our WIP staff, thank you. Elliot, good job on the IKEA desk.
Good day to be here, man. Appreciate
it.
I'm glad something happened for you today.
Yeah, I know, right? Glad for IKEA, too.
I was worked. Yeah, you ain't lying. Because I don't think anything's been mentioned more than that damn desk over there.
And, of course, our sponsor of this great Birds Town Hall, NovaCare Rehabilitation. Thanks all the great people at NovaCare. We'll be back tomorrow. Joe Giglio is back at the station.
Oh, man, give a shout-out to the boss.
He's ready to go. Is he here?
Spike Eskin!
And Cindy Webster.
Ass kisser.
Cindy's been doing everything all day long. Thank you very much.
Takes one to know one.
All the ground crew, everybody, thank you. Coming up next, Joe Giglio's back in the studio. He'll take you for the rest of the evening. Thank you, Ben. What do you got to say?
I'm loopy. Let's get out. Let's go. We're out.
See you.
Always loopy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.